Welcome to the PDP Podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
Well, hello out there, everyone. Jeff Ditzenberger here again. For those of you that are tuning in to hear me the first time, I am a former dairy farmer, crop farmer, machinery salesman, as my friends call me, jack of all, master of none trades. But I am the founder of a nonprofit suicide awareness mental health nonprofit called TUGS, which stands for Talking, Understanding, Growing, and Supporting, because even big ships need little ships sometimes. And just want to put the disclaimer out there that, you know, we are going to be talking about suicide, mental health, depression, and other things that could potentially trigger folks out there. And if it gets to be too much for you, please, 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 you know, don't feel bad about turning the radio off. And if it's if you need to talk to someone, the National Suicide or National Crisis Line is simply 988. Very easy to call and talk to them. So, and I think that's one of the things we should talk about today. One of the key things that my organization likes to do is to get rid of the stigmas that surround mental health and suicide. And I cannot tell you the number of times that I've heard people say, I'm not calling the National Suicide Hotline because, you know, they're just going to grab a white coat and come get me and take me away and lock me away forever. And that's not what it is at all. You know, I would highly recommend anyone listening to this, put that number in your phone, 988. You can text it, you can call it, but they're trained volunteers on the other end of that line that are just going to be there to talk to you and listen to what you have to say and what's bothering you and hopefully give you some guidance and some advice in regards to, you know, whatever is troubling you for the day. And, you know, in this environment, both with agriculture and non-agricultural folks out there, you know, Christmas, everybody, we've talked about it in the last two podcasts. If you haven't heard this, one of the things that we've been talking about quite in at length is that even though this is one of the supposed to be one of the happiest, most joyous times of year for a lot of people, it's not. We watched an election that just got done. There's a lot of uncertainty in what's going on in the agricultural industry in regards to the farm bill, milk prices, corn prices, bean prices, you know, all the other commodities out there. And I just wanted to, coming into this Christmas season, the holiday season, the new year, just remind everybody that not everybody is merry, joyous, and bright. And you know what? It's okay that they're not. What's not okay is if we don't do something to recognize that. One of the things that's big out there right now and a big buzz phrase is called toxic positivity. And what toxic positivity is that, you know, Joe comes up to you and you ask Joe why he's sad and he says that his dog died, and, you know, our response back, you know, is like, oh, that's really sad. But a lot of times there's add-ons to that where it's, you know, that's pretty sad, but, you know, Bill's wife is dying from cancer. Like, how bad is it for you? You know, we don't need to do that. You know, validation for emotions and feelings is one of those things, too, that my nonprofit is very adamant about, that even like with one of our taglines, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to have a bad day. It's okay to listen to someone who's having a rough day and just tell them, hey, I'm here. Like, I don't know what I can do to fix this, or even if you want me to do anything to fix it, but I'm here to listen to you. And, you know, I can remember my grandpa Ditzenberger years ago, many, many years ago, when I was a young lad, telling me, Sonny, there's a reason that God gave us two ears and only one mouth. And there's a lot of truth to that. And I think from a mental health and from a depression or sad day, sad episode mindset, we need to become a sponge. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we need to listen to just soak it all in. Don't be a brick. Don't listen to have it hit you and you trying to figure out what you need to say to make it better. Because a lot of times people don't want you to respond. They just want you to listen. You know, that's one of the things I think we've talked about on the last two podcasts as well. Anybody that's heard me speak publicly knows that I'm very adamant about, you know, just listening to listen. Listen to listen. Don't listen to respond. In the last session, we talked a lot about QPR, which again is a training that I offer. It's about an hour long. Anybody out there is listening to this and hasn't heard the other podcast in regard to this, please go back and listen to it or give me a call. QPR is question, persuade, and refer. And basically it's an hour long training, maybe a little bit more depending on what questions and stuff that come out of it, but basically gives us another tool to be able to handle what's going on with someone who may be in a crisis situation. And even if it's not a crisis where they're suicidal or really in a bad state in regards to where their mental health is at, it just gives us as regular, normal human beings another tool in our toolbox to ask the question, you know, are you feeling suicidal? Are you thinking of harming yourself? Are you feeling so bad that you wish you could go to sleep and never wake up? You know, we've talked about tough conversations, and I would reiterate again that the tough conversations aren't the ones of asking someone if they're suicidal or asking someone if they're having a bad day or asking someone if they need to talk, or if you're on the other end of it where you're really feeling bad and coming up and asking someone, hey, I need some help, I need to talk to somebody. The more difficult conversation is the one when that person is gone and then we are at a celebration of life or visitation and, you know, have to talk to their family and they're not there. The people that we could have potentially helped are not there because they've made the ultimate decision to end their lives. So, you know, we're coming into the new year as well. You know, the new year is always new goals, new challenges. I know myself personally, I'll probably go to the gym for about 2 months and then get busy again and not do that. But, you know, I think one of the things that I would really like to see for all of us out there is to make more time for our mental health, to make more time for our neighbors, to make more time for our family, to make more time for those conversations that we need to have and just, you know, ask your kids, ask your dad, ask your mom, ask your brothers and sisters or your friends and neighbors, you know, even the ones that are the happiest, you know, ask, hey, how you doing? How you really doing? And don't do it from a text message, like actually have in-person conversations. I actually made that a goal a couple years ago to start having more actual conversations instead of hiding behind a keyboard, so to speak. And the great thing about that is, and I use this example all the time, is that if you send a message to your friend and say, hey, how you doing? And all they answer back is okay. Did they say okay? You know, and that's one of those things that when you pick up that phone and you dial those digits or you drive over to your neighbor's farm and you look at them face to face and you ask them how they're doing, you know, you can read their facial expressions. You can hear the tone of their voice and make those differentiations between just sending someone an email or sending someone a text message. So, you know, I would encourage you with the new year coming on, you know, make time for your mental health. You know, it's okay to tell people, hey, I'm overwhelmed and I need a break. It's okay to tell people, hey, I know I've done that with you guys for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, but it's not bringing me joy anymore. And I don't want to do that. I want to try something different, pick up a new hobby, you know, and if somebody comes to you and says, oh, I'm having a rough day. One of the things that I hate the most will be like, oh, you should go outside for a run. And you can't see me on the podcast right now, but I definitely tell you, I'm not a person who does a lot of running. You know, so just be a little more cognitive of what's going on around you, what's going on with your own emotions. Know that your own emotions are okay. Know that it's okay to be sad. Know that it's okay to be frustrated. Know that it's okay to talk to people about that. And for those of you that are the ones being talked to, know that it's okay to just listen. So I just want to say I want to thank the PDP for letting me be on this podcast. These are some tough conversations, and it's a subject matter that is affecting everyone, not just our farmers, but affecting everyone. And I'm going to close this one off the same way that I have all the rest of them. You know, in a world that you can literally be anything you want, please, please be kind. But don't forget, be kind to yourself. Again, thank you for having me on these podcasts. My name is Jeff Ditzenberger. If you would like to have more information in regards to TUGS or other resources, please don't hesitate to give me a call. My phone number is 608-214-9137, or you can contact me via email at TUGSGROUP, TUGSGROUP, @gmail.com, or if you want to find out more information about our organization, how you can support it, how you can get involved, or how you can find out information to help yourself, please visit us on our website at tugsgroup.org. To everybody out there, I hope you have a great day, and I hope something good happens to you soon. God bless and be kind.
Our thanks to Jeff Ditzenberger for sharing on this week's PDP podcast. Jeff's been a member of the agricultural community his entire life and founded the group TUGS. That stands for Talking, Understanding, Growing, and Supporting. It's a community nonprofit dedicated to promoting mental wellness and ending the stigma around seeking help for suicide. For more info, go to tugsgroup.org. Thank you again for listening this week. And for archive podcasts, head to pdpw.org. Until next time, have a great week.